Hi, this is James Intricasso, host of Tabletop Babble, and you're listening to Redemption.
Elderwood Academy are artisans who craft amazing gaming products, including dice towers, dice trays, dice boxes, deck boxes, dice, and much more. On September 10th, Elderwood is launching their new Spellbook Minis Kickstarter. They're tiny, leather-bound, natural hardwood tomes that store your dice and miniatures with fully customizable, foil-stamped art. These things are made out of the finest wooden leather, with 8 different leather types, a dozen different icons, foils, and configurations, making these truly unique gaming accessories. They're made from the finest quality product. For more information, go to elderwoodacademy.com/don't split.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droid R3A1.
Yeah, you can wash my flight suit.
Andy Fox as the mysterious Duros Isla Zarla.
He seems a little uptight for the son of an escort.
Kaylee Jung as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Karel.
I guess once you have all of your taste buds burnt out by a golden pod racer, everything tastes fine with it.
May as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Nissinda.
Spontaneous hugs are the best.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot Tazi.
No, my mother is not an escort.
Episode 509, A Messy Situation. Getting ready to leave and head out to Hutt Space, the crew makes a last-ditch effort to find out some information about who sent the subversive droid R3-K3 to take A1's place. In the meantime, Tazi and Karel deal with a long-ignored legacy left behind by their former shipmate.
Camera cuts over to the ship. What are Tazi and Isla doing?
I'm just worried about going into Hutt Space when I seem to drop Hutties all the time, and then I don't realize it, and I don't understand myself.
But I mean, that probably can be attributed to your past life, right? I mean, that's memories that you had, right? So you remember, or your mind is remembering some of the Hutties, can still translate it, can still speak it. You just don't remember learning it, right? I mean,
really don't remember.
I can't pretend I know what's going on in your head. I've never gone through this before myself. I guess it's like discovering that I know an ancient martial art, or that I suddenly can play the jazz organ. I've never been trained. I could just do it. It'd be like kind of like having a superpower, I guess. Like, it's kind of like you're superpowered. You can look at it that way. Like you have this whole bank of knowledge that you don't know until you need it.
Well, I mean, that makes it sound pretty cool, but I seem to blank out and not remember saying it until people point it out.
Yeah, but that's a great thing about having A1 around, because he records everything. So if you forget that you said it, he can always play it back.
Yes, that's actually quite disturbing. I'm fully conscious, I'm awake, and then there's just a moment, and people are going, "Hey, what did you just say?" And I tell them what I just said, and they're like, "No, the thing with the whatever." Then A1 plays back my voice speaking in Hutties that I didn't know I could speak.
But I mean, I guess that, I mean, I can see how that would be disturbing, but at least it's around us, right? I mean, you know, we've all done strange things around each other. I mean, it's, I guess this happening is nothing new. We know what's going on with you, so we just accept that that's how it is. But I mean, it doesn't stop it from feeling weird for you, and I can't. All I can say is that, you know, it's not, like, I don't find it off-putting or weird, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. I just accept that that's just kind of, like, that's your thing. That's gonna happen, you know? There's gonna be things that you know about, or things that you get flashes of from your old life that they're just going to pop up. We don't have any control over it. And I guess that's probably the hardest part, right? I mean, you just don't have any control.
Yeah, it's really disconcerting.
I wouldn't worry too much about it right now. I mean, it's never put us in a bad position. Mostly, if anything, it's helped us. And, you know, on the odd exchange, it's a curiosity. I mean, it's something that's, it's something interesting about you, right? You can see it that way. It's something that you'll always surprise me. There's always something that's going to surprise me.
That's why we have a safe word.
That's a reason we have a safe word. There are other reasons, but we don't need to get into those at all. Are you thirsty? I'm thirsty. My mouth feels really dry. You wanted some calf? I think I'm gonna get some calf. I'll go get some calf.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that. Relax again. Everything's fine. You know how to ease. That's kind of cool. Let's go with that.
Okay.
And Tazila he puts his hand kind of under Isla's chin a little bit and kind of gives it a little squeeze and smiles and then, walks out to get some calf.
Tazi, they've been gone for, a couple of hours. Do you think they'll be gone for longer?
What? Hold on.
And a few seconds later, Tazi comes back in with two cups of calf.
What were you saying?
They've been gone for a couple of hours. How long do you think they'll be gone?
Who's been gone?
The Jedi that are on our ship?
Oh, I mean...
Karel and Nisinda.
Karel and Nisinda, yeah. You can call them by their names. I mean, they're more than just Jedi, right?
Yes.
If you left the ship, I wouldn't say, that other Duros went away.
You could. I mean, I'm the only other Duros on the ship.
No, but I would say Isla went away.
Are we really going to argue semantics when I asked you a question?
We are not going to argue semantics. I didn't know that they had left.
Yeah, they've been gone for a couple hours.
I just assumed they were meditating or doing Jedi stuff.
So you see the camera pull back away from the ship. There are two sets of wet footprints that lead up the ramp.
And all of a sudden we hear a crashing sound. And you hear D4.
Who left water all over the floor?
Water.
Tazi, did you spill while you were...
No, I didn't spill any calf. No, I didn't spill any calf. It's all in the cup.
You look down the hall and D4 is getting up off the ground.
Tazi puts down his cup of calf and walks down the hall to try and help D4 up.
You know, with as many arms as you have, this shouldn't be this difficult.
It was my feet that failed, not my arms.
Yeah, but you should be able to get up easier. You're heavy. Can you give me a hand? Can you use one of those other arms?
I could give you four.
Just come on. Do something here. You're not doing anything. You're dead weight. You're dead weight.
He stands up.
Captain?
Yeah?
I was on my way to the cockpit to discuss the imposter, and the floor is wet. Do we have a leak on the ship?
Tazi looks up. Doesn't see a leak.
I guess not.
Perhaps we should find the chief engineer and have her do an inspection of the area.
Hey, D4, do me a favor. Look around the floor a little bit and see if there's water going anywhere else. Is the water all in one spot, or does there appear to be a trail of it?
It seems to be heading up the loading ramp and towards the living areas.
So what would your deductive mind tell you that that means?
Somebody is potentially leaking water, which is medically bad.
Yeah, you may want to follow that trail of water and check on whoever may be leaking the water.
He heads down the loading ramp and out the ship.
No. D4?
Yes?
The other way.
Oh, very well, Captain.
He heads towards the living quarters.
Tazi turns back to the cockpit.
I think we found Karel and Nisinda. D4 is checking on him right now.
I am entering the room. If there are any crew members here...
D4, get out of here! What are you doing? Knock! Did you not ever learn to knock? Go, go, go!
What?
There seems to be a leak.
Why did he do that?
Okay, I don't know why he's announcing himself into every room, but, I'm obviously, based on the Slack comment, we should probably go mop up the water we left behind. Can you hand me those pants over there, would you?
Sure. I dropped my boots somewhere. I don't remember. They're probably laying around.
I think they're out in the hall.
They are. They are right next to me.
Thank you, D4.
You are welcome.
Thanks. Can you dry them out for me?
Very well.
And we see D4 pick up your boots and head towards the back.
You are very brave. I'm not quite sure what he's going to do with them, so I'll have wet boots until I see what happened to yours.
Oh, I mean, they're already wet, so I can buy a new pair if he ruins them.
That's kind of where I was going to. I'll grab a mop and clean up our back trail.
Where do you keep them? I'll go get it.
They're near the... There's a closet where Kale used to do all sorts of weird things near the fresher in the loading area.
I'll find it some. I need to wander around the ship and learn where things are, so this will be good for me.
Okay, just if you're going to go into the snuggle pod, make sure to knock if the door is closed. And if there...
Can I just announce myself?
I mean, I guess, but if there's a sign on the Snugglepod door that says servicing in progress, I'm not quite sure if they're doing that to be funny or not, but it means they're having some alone time.
Noted. Nesinda just grins.
Carell pulls on her pants and then goes off to seek out Tazi and Ezla.
As Carell comes around the corner, you see Tazi standing in the doorway of the cockpit holding a cup of caff, and Isla's kind of leaning out behind him, looking down the hall.
And hi, you two.
Tee.
Patissa, what's up?
Looks like D4 found you.
Yeah. Was he pointed in a certain direction?
He slipped in whatever, I guess, water was on the floor here.
Uh-huh.
That you guys trailed in from wherever you were. And so I just told him to follow the trail.
Yeah, it's raining outside.
That's weird. Usually we can hear that on the hall.
Well, it's done raining now.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
I found the mop.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys could, this up before another droid slips and, causes a problem.
Yeah, we're going to I have some stuff being delivered here.
High traffic area, you know.
Right. Which droid slipped?
You probably should get some rugs or something. This is unsafe.
No rugs.
I've been saying that.
Isla, are you okay?
I slipped a little bit of golden pod racer into the calf. I thought you'd like that.
You should have warned me about that.
Sorry, no, I didn't think I poured that much in. Are you okay? Breathe.
Yes.
In through your nose, out through your mouth.
I don't think that flavors go that well together, honestly. I would have preferred some pod racer, stellar rum.
Pod racer goes with everything. I mean, really. But yeah, next time I'll remember.
Stellar rum's delicious. Yeah. At all times during the day or night.
Yeah.
No, not really. I guess once you have all of your taste buds burnt out by a golden pod racer, everything tastes fine with it.
I was going to say, I've been suggesting rugs to Tazi since I came on board.
Look, I've never had hair. I don't know why you think I need to have hair, but...
No, not...
You mean like Tazi had?
No.
I've never had hair. I mean, I'll do it for you if that's what you want. If you want a guy with hair,
Rugs at the entrance.
Say yes, Isla. Say yes.
Why would I say yes? I don't want that. The last time someone with hair hit on me, I knocked him out in one punch and his hair flew off and went into a fryer.
Oh.
So you want the fried rug? Is that, sounds weird.
D.
No, I want a rug for the front entry so that in case we come back and our boots are wet or whatever, we don't create this kind of issue.
The problem with having a rug here is when we load cargo, which we probably should load some cargo at some point. This is a cargo ship.
I mean,
we can take the rug up when we get cargo.
I mean, these
rugs go up and down. They don't have to stay.
I guess I just never really thought much about us coming into the ship with wet boots or wet clothes.
It really doesn't happen all that often, but
I mean, these are mostly non-slip surfaces. I don't know how D4 fell.
D4 fell? I thought it was A1.
No, D4 took
How did he fall with all those hands?
I mean, he fell. I helped. I shouldn't say I helped. I tried to help pick him up.
I don't. Where's A1?
I don't know.
A1!
What?
Hey, can you come and... I want you to invent something.
Okay.
Huh.
He rolls up.
Hey, Isla would like a retractable rug in the loading area. Is that something you could kind of work up? Like it rolls up on command?
Sure.
We can just move the rug. That's not a hard thing to do.
Well, why don't you let A1 invent something like a roller system so it can be rolled out or rolled back in?
You know, as we fly, though, it's going to move. It may end up on the ceiling.
It's not my idea to have a rug.
Why don't we just replace this deck plating with some, plating with some drain holes?
Why don't we just not walk on the ship all wet?
I mean, that was my first idea, but it sounds like we want...
You know, it's only happened once in the span of 2 years, as far as I can tell.
I feel like we're spending a lot of time on the wet floor and not about how the boots got wet.
Water. We talked about this.
Yeah,
you said it was raining, but I don't remember it actually raining. It didn't rain, though.
How would you know? You never left the ship.
Again, we were in the ship, and you can hear it on the hull.
And you could see it out the cockpit window.
Which is where Isla and I were.
It was a soft rain.
Yeah. It was in a biodome.
A1 looks tight.
Yeah, it feels really bad about bringing up this rug issue. Apparently it was a big deal.
Things we don't talk about on board. Apparently rugs are one of them.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with floor rugs. I guess I assumed you meant like hair.
Okay, we have a couple hours before our departure time, so if you want to go get the rug, I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, I guess go for it. I mean, I don't know. You might have to find something to barter with. We're not really like credit heavy right now.
Yes, I know.
No, that wasn't a comment. It's just a statement of fact. We don't have a lot of free credits to buy a rug. So if you really want a rug right now, go for it. We just might have to, you know, eat powdered bantha milk on the way.
I mean,
way.
We could disassemble some of the pillows in the snuggle pod and stitch together a rug.
No, pillows are greater than rug.
I mean, to be fair, pillows are more versatile.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to argue the mathematics of textiles. I just gave an option. It's perfectly fine.
Let's table the rug discussion for now.
Why was that funny?
I second that.
Because it's furniture.
We should fix the credit problem.
Point of order.
And then
order.
We can buy as many rugs as we need. And tables.
So there are some bounties that are thought to be around Boonta if we wanted to go that direction.
Yeah,
Isla maybe the Jedi can do the Jedi thing and the rest of us can do the bounty thing.
Or maybe we all do the Jedi thing and then all do the bounty thing and then we all, you know, can get them all done at the same time and we ensure each other's safety and we don't split the group up into doing two dangerous things separately. We put the group all in one dangerous thing at a time.
I was just thinking that maybe some people hadn't been working together in a very long time and maybe want to do the first mission alone to get to know each other again.
I think she's talking about us.
Oh!
Yeah, no. So I think what Isla's trying to say is, I guess the option, do you, Corel, and Nacinda, do you guys want to do the Jedi thing on your own?
Well, we kind of already discussed that we're all going. Remember the whole thing about, you know, we're all important members of the crew and we should all stick together?
Yeah, we had that big group hug thing.
Yeah, that was. I still have the bruises from D4.
The hug was,
okay, so
it was nice and awkward.
So we should all do all the things.
Right.
They don't happen often, the group hugs.
I don't see why not.
But they're nice. They feel supportive.
The droids are kind of hard, though.
Oh, we can make it an every time we leave the ship thing if you really want to. I just, you know, I figured they kind of happen naturally. If we plan them, then they're not as spontaneous and fun, right? I mean,
spontaneous hugs are the best.
If you know you're getting a group hug every time you get off the ship, then they lose their luster.
I don't know. I feel like if we did group hugs more, we would be able to practice them to a point where nobody would get hurt banging up against metal, you know.
We can work on it in the spare time, you know, when we're traveling.
Corel, during this conversation, just kind of shrugs and moves to the closet and gets a mop out and starts cleaning up the water.
No, I have the mop right here.
Oh, where did we get two mops? Well, this is weird.
Again, we're wasting credits, apparently.
I found this one down there. This wasn't.
Oh, don't use that mop.
I don't know where I found this.
K.O. used that mop. What? Don't use that mop.
Oh, no, don't. No. What? Danger. That's a danger mop.
What's wrong with the mop? And she shakes it around.
Just. No, don't do that.
No.
Glitter
kind of spreads around the area.
Oh, it took us a year to get rid of all of that.
But
K.O. apparently liked strippers.
So on the plus side, the entryway is now sparkly and wet.
That's never going to come out now.
So if you thought glitter was hard to clean when it was dry, wet glitter is way worse.
It clumps.
It's a reminder of your friend, so it helps, right?
Well, I mean, all the pillows in the snuggle pod also remind us of K.O. because they're stuffed with his laundry.
What?
And Tazi's looking at Corel.
What?
And like making a cutoff motion with his hand, like, please stop talking. Please stop talking.
Corel looks innocent and starts mopping.
Are you serious? Why? First of all, why wouldn't he take his clothes with him when he left? Second of all, why would he... You know what? No, I'm going to switch this. Why would he stuff dirty clothes into pillows? And two, why didn't he take them with him when he left?
Well, I mean, to be fair, Isla, you've always said that you like the musk of that room.
I assumed that was your musk?
Some of it is.
Nacinda raises an eyebrow.
Some of that musk is mine. I mean,
Do you see how hard it is to clean up all this glitter when it's wet? Very difficult.
I mean...
Yeah, let me see if I can help with this
glitter. I did flirt with K.O. like pretty. Once, but it wasn't actual... I was just trying to get Tazi to do something.
Okay, well, that worked. I'm just saying.
I know.
Like, we can, if you want to switch the pillows out in the Snuggle Pod, I'm fine with it. I'm just saying.
Yes.
You know, it's going to change the feel of the Snuggle Pod.
I would like to take all of the pillows that are stuffed with dirty clothes and aren't real pillows out.
Okay, so we need to buy, we need credits for new pillows then, because all the pillows got to go.
Okay, so I think if we got a rake, we could make this like a meditative garden made out of glitter. Because look at the patterns.
Oh, that'd be great.
You hear from the back.
Unfortunately, new pillows are not in the budget.
Oh, I forgot about you, TC.
I was trying to forget about TC.
I commend you for saving credits in the past. Perhaps this could be a lesson.
Nacinda shakes the mop over TC.
Well, I like it.
TC is now covered in wet glitter.
How rude.
He just turns and walks to the back with a data pad in hand.
Try not to walk in a direct light.
He pauses, looks at you puzzled, and then continues walking.
As TC turns to look, like, the light refracts off him and creates kind of like a disco ball atmosphere in the room that TC, the hallway TC's walking down there.
See? That makes him more happy to deal with.
That was an improvement? Yeah? Yeah.
We'll be back with more Redemption right after these messages.
Are you looking for an excuse to revisit classic D&D? Well, with custom-composed soundtracks, SynthBard breathes new life into first-edition-era adventure modules. At synthbard.com, you can download or buy physical copies of two soundtrack albums inspired by 1980s-era D&D adventures. The first is based on Tracy and Laura Hickman's legendary horror module, Ravenloft. This one spans two CDs, and each track is tied to locations throughout Castle Ravenloft and the village of Barovia. The soundtrack accompanies players with a mix of haunted piano melodies, classical chamber orchestra pieces, epic pipe organ, and other suspenseful tracks, all while the group is hunting the notorious vampire lord residing in Castle Ravenloft. The second soundtrack is based on the cult classic module, Beyond the Crystal Cave. This one is made up of three CDs and spans 35 tracks. The soundtrack provides musical background as PCs search for a pair of lost lovers through magical caverns, pristine gardens, and an interdimensional palace. The soundtrack provides a track for every single encounter in the original adventure module, with a wide variety of pastoral, mystical, and natural musical pieces, and other ambient tracks. Each album comes with a supplementary booklet that provides additional descriptions for the adventure modules. And true to D&D form, each booklet ends with appendices that offer suggestions on ways to use the tracks in your own campaign. Both digital and print versions of the soundtracks are available at synthbard.com.
And now back to our show.
So, those bounties, right?
Yeah, those bounties. Isla, if you want to talk about those bounties again.
Oh!
Maybe they're on the way to our thing, Corral.
So there is Minsky, the Chadrafen, and it says that they are a Gagalark Marsto boyfriend stealer. That sounds like fun.
What's a gaggle of
Burstow?
Yeah.
A what?
What's a gaggle of Burstow?
I don't know. What is a gaggle of Burstow?
No, where
you literally just said it.
You used her tease again, I think.
I thought that was a joke, and now I'm sad. Well, okay, hold on. Let me think about it.
Can you say it again into the translator here and see what it comes up with?
Gagalark Marsto. A1, can you repeat it back?
Gagalark Marsto.
Okay, the translator says that it is a fecal-eating tale teller.
That sounds gross.
I don't know how accurate this thing is.
No, that what I
really gross.
I know what fecal-eating means. Tale teller? Storyteller?
Liar. It's a liar.
Oh.
So there's somebody who's not... I guess if there's a bounty out on their head. They're supposed to be on Boonta in the main city. Then we also have this Zabrak Kazarek Meh, who used to be part of the Bounty Hunters Guild, but has apparently gone rogue and is stealing bounties that have already been called by other people. So that's not good. And then there is Tuco Two Toes Malone, a Dug, wanted for Grand Theft Starship.
What did he steal? I mean, I know it's a starship, but what kind of starship?
It doesn't actually say. Because
probably just starships.
For more information, you have to actually accept the bounty.
Oh, okay. These are just, so you haven't taken these yet. These are just optional, like they're prospective bounties.
Yeah, I filtered the bounties by location. The Bounty Hunters Guild actually has a really wonderful HoloNet site. And once you get into the back where all the bounty hunters are, there's a lot of good information. They have videos about how to negotiate with outside contractors. They have a video about different phrases and different languages that could be useful. It's really cool.
Good. I'm glad they're a useful resource.
So are we leaving?
I've got some stuff coming in. It should be here any time. Once it's on board, we can leave.
Well, if we're just waiting around, then I'm going to go probably catch a couple Z's. Unless anybody has anything they need me to do.
Well, I mean, don't you have to go and, like, de-stuff a bunch of pillows?
I think it's been made pretty clear we don't have the money to replace the pillows right now.
Ah, okay.
Unless you want me to stuff them with my old clothes, which means that it's just a bunch of jumpsuits. I don't really have a lot of clothing.
You only have 3 jumpsuits.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of clothing.
Very small pillow.
Yes.
Can you just wash them? I mean...
He does. That's why the one is pink.
No, I mean the pillows.
Yeah, we could wash the pillows.
I mean, I guess we'd never... That's probably just a, you know, common sense idea that none of us actually thought of until just now.
And they wouldn't smell like him, and we could still use them, and free.
Okay.
All right, well, then I'll start collecting pillows, then.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we gotta do some laundry before we go.
Anybody else need anything washed in the fresher?
Yeah, you can wash my flight suit.
Your flight suit?
Yeah.
Which
one? You mean your cloak?
The cloak.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, because D4 has a flight suit.
How about I'll just come around and pick up everybody's laundry, and I'll throw it in one big load in the fresher, and...
I'm covered, thank you.
All right.
Nothing
will be turned pink, hey, I promise.
No, hey, don't do it. Don't do it.
No, it was, hey, the pink jumpsuit was because A1 did the fresher load.
No, I believe you completely.
So did you talk to D4 about where fake A1 went?
How about you gather the laundry and I will start the washer. We'll make sure it's on cold.
You just gotta throw the whole thing in the fresher and hit process. It's not, you know... There's not a whole lot to it anymore.
I'm not sure if that's how it works.
Yeah, it's the fresher is actually pretty high tech.
Good thing you're running it. She looks to Isla.
I mean, you know, we don't want for anything here on the Growlithe Fang. Only the best of the best in modern technology on this ship.
Yeah.
Also, if you need anything ironed, we don't actually have an iron, but if you hang it up in the same room near the fresher and turn on the fresher hot, it'll get all of the wrinkles out.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
We actually tried, like, heating up A1 and having him roll across it, and he got dizzy and some clothes got burnt, and, yeah, it was a thing.
He did live pretty interesting patterns on the clothes, I mean.
Yeah.
That was my favorite skirt.
Again.
It still looks nice.
Yeah, we thought we had something there.
Potentially a good thought, but didn't work out so well.
So, A1, what did you say something about your duplicate? What?
But D4 said he had information about where the fake A1 went to.
Wait, what?
Wait, when did he say that?
I thought we still had the fake A1.
Well, not now, where he went to before. Like, in the past.
Oh, you mean, like, where, like,
his
trail?
Said he followed him or something.
Yeah.
To the Senate building.
Yeah.
That's a big place, A1.
It's just one building.
Have you seen the Senate building?
Well, yeah, it's the Given Senate building.
It's very big.
Right.
We can find our way around.
I wouldn't mind trying to follow up, but I think that we would need to break into some security systems in order to find out where the fake one went. Is there anybody here that has some experience breaking into Coruscantian security systems?
I think before we assume we'd have to break in anywhere, we should ask just maybe D4 about this trail and where it leads. Right?
Hey, D4, where did the fake A1 go?
Maybe we don't have to break into anything. Maybe D4 just knows where he went.
To the Given Senate building.
Possibly.
Did you follow him inside?
No, I didn't have security clearance.
Okay.
Did they just come in the same room?
Can you come back here so I can stop yelling?
I will be right there. I am entering the room. If there are any crew here, please be aware. I am entering the room.
Where? We're good.
Thank you.
And there he goes again.
And he walks up and hands Nacinda her boots. They're nice and dry and warm.
Trust me, Nacinda, there's a good reason that we had him do that.
Thank you. Look what he did to my boots. They're all dry from the rain that was lightly falling earlier.
Yeah, it was a soaking light rain.
Soaking wet, lightly falling rain.
Soft.
Sure.
Soft rain. Yeah.
Soft.
Yep. I remember it distinctly now.
Nacinda slips her boots back on.
So yeah, D4, about the previous locations of Imposter A1, do you have some information about that?
Yes. Every time he said he was going to gamble, he went to the Senate building for the given species and would spend time there.
Why would he gamble at the Senate building?
I think he was lying.
I bet there are some high rollers there.
I'm sure you're right about that.
Nacinda, I know that you've been off of Coruscant for a while, but did you hear about all the senators that were signed up with their Senate office holocodes for that escort service?
I did hear about that. That was quite the scandal. I know you were talking about Tazi's mom earlier. Did she have anything to do with it?
No.
I don't know.
No.
She might be a way in.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm not looking at you, A1.
I mean, if you want to sneak into the Senate.
No, my mom had nothing to do with that, as far as I know.
Yeah, she's an independent contractor.
No, my mother is not an escort.
Are you sure?
My mother makes baked goods, and anything she does other than that is in her own time and spare time. It is not her profession.
You said she had a really good...
I can't believe I had to explain this.
You said she had a really good presentation.
Well, I've never met your mother, and all I knew, she possibly could have been part of that. And that would have been a good way to sneak into the Senate and get your information.
I'm gonna get those pillows out of the cockpit now.
Hey, Isla, didn't you pose as Tazi's mom at a government building once?
Yes. That has never come up again. Thank you, Corral.
Why? I'm sorry, I was trying to help.
So you might have a way in.
Could I actually pose as her for people who have met her, though? I've actually never seen a picture or anything. I don't think I look like... Tazi,
how do you
I
know that any
like
of these
mother?
People have ever met my mother? Okay, I'm leaving now to go cleanse these pillows, put them in the fresher. I'm leaving this conversation.
You know, I think I should maybe help Tazi. I'm going to mop up some of the water that he's trailing behind him. Tazi, wait up.
So should we get the ship ready to go?
That got kind of awkward.
He seems a little uptight for the son of an escort.
I mean, I haven't even met his mother, and I'm sure she's very nice.
I haven't either, but I don't know. It seems like Tazi doesn't really want me to.
Nacinda's absentmindedly mopping the floor with the KO mop. It would have been a great way to sneak in.
I mean, you're a spy, right? You could probably sneak into the Senate. Actually, no, you're a Jedi. Can't you just go to the Senate building on Jedi business?
Allegedly.
But I would need Jedi business and may not work.
Oh.
Sneaking in is more apt what I can do as opposed to just walking through the front door. I'm not a talker, I'm a sneaker.
That's fair. I just feel like we should follow up on this before we leave Coruscant. Who knows the next time we'll be back?
We can try, but I know Corral needs to... We need to get going on that, too. Time's pressing everywhere.
It'll be here when we get back.
That's true. You know, I'm pretty good at the talking part and the sneaking part.
Yeah.
I got one of those down.
And A1 is good at the hacking part.
Good.
I kind of like where you're going with this.
So, maybe if I can distract the people at the front, maybe Nacinda, you and A1 can sneak in and get A1 plugged in somewhere and download some of the footage. And then we can, like, look at it.
Yeah.
When we're off planet.
I think I can do that. Would he be willing?
What do you think, A1?
I'm in. Let's go. I'm ready.
Should we tell them or should we just leave?
Do you want a lecture about what's right and wrong?
We might want to just leave.
They're not going to notice.
No.
That's true.
They might try to stop us. Or join. Or... Come on, let's go.
Okay, cool. So, Isla will set Lizzie down. She's been carrying Lizzie this entire time. And tell her to be a good girl. And Lizzie scampers off to Isla's quarters. And I think Nucinda and Isla, like, they look right, they look left, and then they just kind of back out the exit slowly.
Nucinda slowly goes back up the ramp, sets the glitter mop down, and then backs out slowly.
A1 just rolls out, not really looking any direction, just not worried about anything.
The camera sits, like, on the loading ramp for about 30 seconds, and then Karel and Tazi come walking back out, and they're both got armloads full of pillows and such.
Hey, where did they go?
Where'd who go?
Well, Isla and Nucinda, and A1 and D4 standing right there.
I don't know. They're probably talking about my mom being an escort. Let's put these in the...
Tazi trips on the glitter mop, sending pillows flying down the hallway, and... covering himself in wet glitter.
Oh, yeah, good idea. But I think they went off ship, because look, there's A1's tracks in glitter leading down the ramp. So, you realize now that you've dropped those in the glitter, it's going to take like 3 cycles to even get close to getting it out?
I don't know how many cycles yet. Okay, well, let's just...
Let's get to it.
Let's
okay.
get to it. Yep, let's not waste time.
And there's like a little montage of them trying to load up the fresh air.
Tassie's putting way too much into it. Karel's trying to talk him out of, like, trying to wash everything at one time.
Every time Tazi turns to grab more stuff, Karel's taking stuff out and putting it in a pile behind him.
You know, there's Tazi's trying to mop up glitter in another little montage item. And, you know, he's just basically moving glitter around the floor. And Karel's trying to show him how to actually clean up the glitter. And there's a kind of an odd couple feel to these little montage scenes.
And then it cuts away.
All right, we see Isla, Nucinda, and A1 roll up to a very geometric-shaped building. All the angles are very precise. The building looks very functional, but not necessarily aesthetically pleasing. So where do you guys want to start?
Well, where do you, like, A1, for what you do you just need any access port? Or do you need... A fancy one, like, in the security center.
Depends upon their firewall. Sometimes it's easier to get direct access to the computer.
Okay, I mean, can you go on their Wi-Fi and check out how their firewall is?
I could plug in out here and try to hack in that way.
I mean, if you can do that, that's way easier. Yeah.
Be a little bit more helpful before we have to go in, if we do.
All right. A1 rolls over and plugs into a computer terminal outside. I can't get past their firewall, but I can tell you they're all leaving.
They're all leaving? Why? Yep.
Everybody?
Looks like they're being recalled back to the given homeworld. Something about the war being too close. And he shows you the holo page for the given Senate. It details how they're leaving due to the war, and they all are coming back to help defend their homeworld.
Isn't that the opposite of what they should be doing? Shouldn't they be staying here to rally people and work together?
But it's the Senate. They don't want to deal with people. They don't want to help.
I thought that was the point of the Senate, to help.
That's what a lot of people think. But with their leaving, we can probably get in a little bit quicker.
Do you want to do help? That's fair.
We can do that.
What's the plan?
In the panic, A1 can just slip in. He's a droid. After all, who notices a droid? Is there a droid entrance, actually?
It's not like a starship where an astromech droid would plug in. It's a building. So I don't really think there would be...
A tiny door for droids?
Specific entrances for droids.
I mean, but would a droid be noticed if you just, like, if you went in first and pretended to be a maintenance droid doing something, and then we came in shortly after so that you were already set up to when everybody rushes to us to just start, like, speeding off?
A lot of droids can be just dismissed. Nobody even pays attention to them, really.
I could try. All right. A1 starts rolling towards the front door.
This is our best plan ever.
This episode's Patreon backer is Jameis McNierney. Thanks, Jameis. Can't wait to see you at the next con.
Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing game system by Fantasy Flight Games and LucasBooks. If you enjoy Redemption, please reach out to us on social media. Our Facebook and Twitter pages can be found at RedemptionPod, and we have our website as well, RedemptionPodcast.com. Please look for us on Instagram as well. We recently started an account with Redemption Podcast. Review the show for us on iTunes, Stitcher, or other podcasting applications you may use. This does help people locate the podcast, and it does spread the word for us so more people can hear our thrilling story. If you're enjoying the story that Redemption tells and would like to offer us some support, we do have a Patreon page at patreon.com/redemption. All funds collected from the page are used to help us upgrade our equipment and make sure we're telling the best story we can with the best quality equipment that we can. Thank you very much.